You're listening to an FX PhD podcast from fxphd.com.
Hi, and welcome to this week at FX PhD, back after a very long hiatus. How's it going, my friend?
Really good. Really, really good. It's, yes, we kind of got busy, but we got busy with something pretty worth getting busy over.
Yeah, I was explaining in the forums a little bit of lack of that and divulging why that was, and that's the FXPHE 2.0, the new launch and our kind of repackaging of things, and the almost the anniversary of our 10th year. We started 10 years ago in April, and it's really exciting. We're really excited about what we've done, and we thought, what better time to in effect relaunch the This Week podcast to give us an opportunity to kind of explain in detail with all of you who are members and love the kind of insight that we have here in this podcast about why we made the change.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing you've got to understand is that everything changes, and so it's not so much that I think we did anything wrong in the past so much as we needed to do something new to do something right in the future. Because I definitely think when we started out, the term model really worked. But now I do have this sort of problem where, or had a problem, I should say, John, no longer a problem, had a problem that I'd be talking to somebody about something and they'd be like, can I download that? And I'd be like, well, not just that. You have to be a member. Or alternatively, yeah, you could download it, but unfortunately it's just rolling out over the next 3 months. So that's not going to get you all the stuff you need for your job that's going to start at your new company in 2 weeks. So these problems get solved.
Yeah, and the other thing is we want to find a way to also make it more affordable for our members as well. And so if you kind of look at the pricing of what we did, it's actually pretty much less expensive than what we did at FXPHD if you were to buy a 3-term membership. It also gives you the flexibility of diving in at any time, which we think is a big deal. But I think first and foremost, I think it's really important to distinguish the content distribution method with the content itself. And I think it's really important to reiterate that we're not changing the profs who are teaching. We're not, you know, changing the quality of the courses or the type of courses that we're doing. Well, a little bit of change in the type of courses maybe or anything like that, right? But better. I mean, it's not as if we're going way down market or anything like that. It's not like we're doing all introductory videos for the masses or anything like that. It's going to be still the same kind of high-quality content and high-quality training you've come to expect from us. And I think that's, Mike, a really important distinction and a really important point to make.
Yeah, no, I hadn't even thought of that, but I guess somebody might think that. But yeah, no, that's absolutely the case. We're not going down market or it's just a more flexible way of doing things, and it delivers at a lower price point. And hopefully that's going to be good news for everybody.
Yeah, and I know many people obviously like the term, the way things worked from the terms and the way the classes rolled out in the week. But I think one of the things, Mike, that we could talk about is some of the reasons of why we wanted to get away from the term thing and some of the problems and issues that I guess come up with that and why we want to make the change to help explain to you guys why we did it. It's, again, not that we hated the term thing. A couple times around launch time at Christmas, yeah, or New Year's, I maybe hated the term structure. But overall, I really like, I mean, it was a good thing. It was really good for many, many years. But I think that this moving away from that will actually make things a lot better and solve many of the problems and issues that we ran into.
Like
you mentioned, go ahead.
I was going to say, just to use an analogy, if you've ever tried to meet up with a bunch of really good friends from all over the world and you've tried to coordinate that with your schedules, it's hard to do that with 12 of you. Like, let's find a date that all works for all 12 of us to all get together for a serious, you know, like week of whatever. Having said that, it's a lot easier to just go visit them individually and fit in with their individual schedules. And this analogy, of course, applies to our job, I guess, of coordinating the new profs each term. We had to coordinate every prof to be available at the same time, to start at the same time, to sort of complete at the same time, to be in sync. And of course, we'd have these wonderful opportunities that wouldn't work because they would only start, you know, a month into the term and then couldn't be in the next term because the job that was going to come after that would eat into it. And it would just be like, oh, and people would say, why don't you do this? I'm like, no, we've got this perfect thing, but I can't do it quite as good. Whereas now, of course, we can get that. You know, if we wanted to do something, we've got I'm thinking of an example of something that's in the works at the moment. And if you want to do something like that, we can just do it. If we don't want to do it, of course, you don't have to. But if we do, you know, we've got that option. But the point is, it'll just be then dropped in one go. And so it doesn't have to be in sync with anything else. And the other thing is, of course, that, you know, at the other side of that coin, as I said a moment ago, you just may want to look at stuff and binge watch. And binge watching is what you do for House of Cards, so I don't see why you can't do it for a new course.
Yeah, and some of the things that people mentioned has been that they really like the term format and how things rolled out every week. And I mean, obviously that's really important to some of you and you really like that. But I have to say that we know from the download stats that the reality is that people actually don't do that. They're generally way behind in watching the classes, and you see this download spike towards the end. I mean, so we don't track individual people, but we see how many people have downloaded a particular class. And the reality is that people don't download that way. So most of the people don't download that way. And again, that's not to say it's like, you know, if you like doing that, that's great, but I'm not dismissing that. But for many people, the reality is that they would actually download a heck of a lot of them in a row and actually end up probably, like you say, binge watching them.
And just by the way, I should point out that I didn't used to binge watch 10 years ago. And now I just binge watched The Bridge Series 3 from Sweden and Finland. And if you, Denmark, if you've not seen that, you should binge watch it. But anyway, that's another matter. I'm a bit of a rat hole.
Yeah, you know, and there are other things I think that I'm kind of looking forward to. And again, it's not so much with our long time members. This serves as a problem. But I think one of the things is promotion of the courses. One thing I mentioned in the forums was, you know, you look at our O-Week video and they're recorded before the courses are completed. And many of the courses are actually just showing a blank plate. And you guys who are members for a while know that we deliver, and you know it's going to be a cool scene by the end, and you know it's going to look great. But for many people who are just watching that who aren't familiar with FXPhD, you got to admit that's a bit hard to visualize. And so one of the things I'm looking forward to is actually being able to have launch a new course, being able to put up a course preview video of that course showing actually what happens in the course, starting with the plate through the end. I think that's actually going to be a lot more compelling and a lot more interesting for people who are out there. And obviously for us, we need to have people be interested in the courses and see compelling images to want to sign up. So from a business standpoint, that's actually a really important thing for us to do. And I think it's going to make a significant difference in the way those courses are perceived right at launch. And again, those of you who've been members, and many of you I've spoken with in the forums or in email, understand that, but you know, there are a lot of people out there who don't get that, and I think it's a fair point, really, Mike.
Yeah, it is. I mean, classic educational whatever would say that you should show people where you're going so they understand where they're heading, and then you go back and show them how to get there. It's hard if you're working along as it goes along, and you know, this is like all things in life, right? Nothing is free, and everything has a price, and some things are, you know, easier done than others. And it just means that in the particular format that we had some advantages, but we had these disadvantages. It's just though that you have to weigh these things up. It's not like one thing is perfect. Yeah. We can't do both though. That's one thing. Some people have asked, we can't do both. We can't offer everything at once and also as download, and it just doesn't work. So we had to bite the bullet, and it took a fair amount of work to make it happen. But I've got to say, I'm really pleased with the way it's come out. I think, John, you've done a spectacular effort in getting things working. And also, universally, if you're looking at the comments we've got, they're way, way in the positive column, that most people by far are just really enthusiastic to have more access at a lower price and instant downloads or instant streaming.
Yeah, and I think one thing in looking at that, normally at this point in time, we have a big term launch with all the courses coming out, but obviously it's going, from a business standpoint, it's going to take us a little bit of time to catch up with that, right? And the way that things work. So right now, you can see this launch with out the new courses out there. It's going to be really attractive for people who haven't joined recently, and we've gotten a ton of people from the emails we sent out who haven't been a member for a couple of years have joined up. But you know, just stick with us. We'll be rolling out courses over the coming weeks, and you know, then there'll be stuff for you to check out. So I think, again, I understand some of the reaction. I think people are really great at listening and understanding and go, oh, yeah, okay, I get that now, and it's fine, you know. It's obviously, you know, we've thought long and hard about this. So it's something we haven't taken lightly, and I think we have a lot of good decisions behind it. And I think another reason, Mike, that I think is going to be helpful about having all the courses done is getting rid of that problem we had where people get sucked in production, you know, that they're 5 or 6 weeks into the course and then just start doing a 3-week killer period of 12 to 18 hour days and don't have time to deliver the classes, those kind of delays are going to be a thing in the past. And our membership has been, our members, you guys listening, have been really amazingly understanding of that, because you are in the field and you get that. But again, for some people, they're not as happy with the delays, and I understand that as well. And so this is just another problem, I think, that is definitely going to be solved with this new format.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of advantages, and obviously a little bit of getting used to, but I'm super pumped about it. And, you know, it had to happen. I mean, it's just like things just roll. No, they do. I mean, you know, at some point things just roll.
Yeah,
forward.
It is. It's and, true.
Change is the only thing that's a constant. There you go. That's my...
Yes, exactly.
But it's kind of true. Like that's definitely, you know, it's been a huge experiment, FXPhD, from the outset. I got to say, when we started out, just because, you know, I had a chance to go back and look at stuff because we're putting together a compound reel, and it is just mind-numbing the amount of stuff that we've done over the decade. I was doing background fundamentals, of course, at the rate of like basically one a week for a decade. Now, I had a gap because I had a break week and I had the midterm week off, so if you allow for those 2 weeks. But other than that, pretty much O-week video and backgrounds every week, every term, every year for 10 years. And I remember someone at the early stage saying, you're going to run out of things to talk about. And I was like, yeah, I don't think so. And we didn't. I'm like, I never thought that we were like had nothing to talk about and there was nothing going on, because it's like such an exciting industry and it was so interesting. But having said that, when you go back, you just stop and you go back and start looking at things. You go, oh, I remember that. And for those of you that were really paying attention, I slipped into one of the last background fundamentals of last terms, a clip from the first background fundamentals from 10 years before, which was my little insider nod, insider joke. But it's astonishing, from the Great Wall of China to Korea to Yellowstone National Park. And like these things come up and I go, oh, yeah, I remember that. I completely forgot about that. Like, you know, the short films we did, going to Sundance, you know, films that we worked on being nominated for Oscars, like short films. The guys that we had teaching and still have teaching. I mean, you know, there's several A-grade Hollywood directors that are putting out major motion pictures that, you know, back in the, you know, the earlier part of their career were producing videos for FX PhD because we knew that they were really talented and they just hadn't like broken through yet. And then there's just the wealth of artists in current production who is just, you know, stunning. Like you look at the more recent stuff, like the, I mean, not that there was ever a problem, right? But I'm just saying, like, if you look at the more recent stuff, obviously they're currently in production. Like, I know what they're doing much more. And getting these guys from these best facilities, like Weta, like Dina, like all this stuff. And I think back to when we started, where we were kind of like, I wonder if this will work and, you know, like, how will this happen? And just then you turn around and look back at, you know, just even the last few years, and it's hard to imagine that we were going to get to where we got to from where we started. But it was because of people like you guys listening, supporting us, spreading the word. And so I'm going to ask you if you can do that for us again. You've been the most vocal and helpful advocates and whatever. And already you guys have hit the kind of social media to highlight what's going on. But if you're in a position that you feel like you want to promote the new setup and want to alert people to the $79 monthly kind of new way that PhD works, we would really appreciate it. It's what got us through the first 10 years, which is, you know, the support of people that were members. And I should point out, John, and you would know the numbers, but there are literally people that today were members back in term one. Like there's people that have been with us for a decade, and it's just incredible. And so whether you've been with us for just a term or you've been with us for several years, if you feel like you can help spread the word, again, as you've done in the past, we'd really, really appreciate it, because it's just invaluable to us.
And Mike is not just pulling that stat out of his ass. It is actually really true that there have been members of every single term at FXPhD, which is just amazing.
And by the way, they now earn a lot more money than when they started.
A debt of gratitude. Well, not that. I was going to say, you were talking about the profs who've been amazing and the people who've been teaching for us and things like that. But my takeaway in looking back in the 10 years that I really love is actually, number one, friends I've made from this, but also actually seeing people work their way up the production ladder. And I recognize the names in the credit roles, and you can see them moving up in the credit roles. And I know you do too, Mike. We mentioned that as well. And that's incredible to see the people progress in their field. And you know, I know it's the work of them, but I also feel good that, you know, we did have a small part in helping people do that. And it's been one of the great things about FXPhD and why, you know, why we need to continue to do these changes to make it viable moving forward as well. So, yeah, please, if it helps spread the word to people, because again, the term kind of breaking down the barriers now to make it more approachable to people and give people, you know, say, hey, look at this, made this change. And it's much easier to get into than it has been in the past. And I think it's going to be really successful. And we're basically, you know, looking for the same people like you listening. It's not a whole different type of person or anything like that. So, I think it's going to be great.
It is, you know, it's not just the people that have gone up in the, I mean, obviously that's been great, the seeing people as career go up, but like literally people have been forming companies from people that they themselves met inside FX PhD. And then some of those people that were, you know, came to us to up their skills and polish, went on to do exactly that and then came back as profs because they became experts in a field over the years.
That's
and
right.
Then we knew them and they knew us and they had a really good skill base that they developed and taken further. And then that was also one of the huge pluses for me, like having somebody teach that once upon a time was a member and was, you know, saying, hey, I want to learn more in this area, and then came through with exactly that to the point that they themselves could come back and teach. Just tremendous. And look, you know, I don't want to sound like this is, but you know, it's 10 year marks worth noting. Like there's something like an astonishing, I think we worked out the stat, didn't we? It's like how many people we've trained over the years. And I think it's like 10,000 people have been trained by FXPhD.
Yeah.
And also we've put millions of dollars, quite literally millions of dollars into the production portfolios, I guess you'd call it, of artists that have contributed because we've been hiring people to do these classes. Obviously, they don't do them for free. So the business has been one that we've been really proud of because of the fact that, as I say, we've been employing artists, we've been working with artists, and we've been watching artists excel around the world. And I guess that's the other one we used to talk about a bit more, John, probably lately, but it was just mind-numbing to me in the early days when I would look at the lists of members and start seeing people in the most obscure places in the world. I'd literally have to get maps out and Google things to actually work out, where is this place? Is there a post-production industry on this island in the West Indies? You know, and you'd actually sometimes I'd even email people and say, look, I just don't want to bug you or anything, but you know, you're on an island. Looks like it's like a tropical island. Like, oh yeah, so I'm here and, you know, I'm taking, you know, whatever, 6 months off and blah, blah, blah. And I was working and I decided that I'd do this thing and, you know, whatever it was. And countries that just didn't have access to really good stuff. Obscure places from Iceland to less obscure places like New Zealand and South America and, you know, just you name it. I just don't think there's a country that and places that I thought you couldn't even get internet access into, you know, that seemed almost war-torn. And they'd say, oh, no, that's not in my area. That's you know, it's really sad, but it's happening on the other side of the country kind of thing in wherever that was. And I'd be like stunned. And these people all, to their credit, took the initiative to, you know, lift their careers to the next level, which is, of course, exactly what we hope a whole new, you know, group of people will be able to do in a new way with the new setup at FX PhD.
Yeah, that's so true. And actually even finding ways to get members from some of those locations that don't even have e-commerce that works with our site, you know, finding creative ways to get people in countries and areas who can't pay ways to join FXPhD and take part in the training has been fun as well. Hey, so you mentioned background a bit earlier, and I think I referred to you as a lean, mean background content creating machine.
I like the sound of that. Why didn't we call that earlier?
And I will say much leaner than 10 years ago, I have to say. But I think we'd be remiss to not talk about that because that is one thing that people have brought up about background fundamentals no longer being part of their curriculum at FXPhD right now, at least in its previous form. So I think it's worth talking about.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, having done quite a lot of episodes or classes for quite a lot of years,
39 times.
You know, you kind of do the math. It's like So there'd be 4 times 10, that would be 40, times 400 episodes, plus a few extras and bonuses, plus O weeks. You're getting at around, I think I worked it out, as like 450, 440, some number like that, of background fundamentals alone. And then, of course, there are a whole lot of courses that I do. Like I've done lots of DOP courses, the odd flame course, the odd, you know, whatever course.
Yeah.
So I'm kicking it at a, I'm thinking like over 600 classes, which, you know, is...
That's why you're a lean, mean content machine, my friend.
Well, I had a lot of help, a lot of friends and yes. a lot of good people working here who have helped. So it's not just been me, it's a team. But nevertheless, I have had to, you know, vaguely know what I'm talking about in most of those classes.
But
as I said before, I've never felt or lacked enthusiasm for the industry. So it's been really easy to talk about these things because there are just so many interesting aspects of what we do.
Right, right. No, that's another thing. And then another thing that people brought up was the forums. And I made, I guess, you know, one wasn't fully clear about it, but this idea about not having the pros in the forums, and that's just basically for the courses that are out right now that we're kind of working on figuring out a way what the demands are for that. But with the new courses, we're looking to have the pros take part in the forums, at least for a limited time. But obviously the reality of having every single prof who's done every single course as we roll them out be available in the forums is actually a big ask, because that's actually one of the problems with the term situation is that they couldn't commit to actually being in the forums and monitoring the forums. And that actually caused problems for us with the schedule. That's the thing we were kind of relating to or talking about earlier in the podcast, one of the difficulties we have with that system. So anyway, we're working on that. We know they're important and people like them. But they will be there for a limited time with the new courses when they're rolling out. We just need to figure out a way, because one of the considerations we actually have to do from standpoint is how do we make that clear for people? You know, how do we make that clear for people so that when they join, they're not pissed off because there's not profs in the forums or vice versa. So it's just something we need to work through in this new model to make it happen.
Yeah, I mean, that's the same with background, though, isn't it? Like I'm going to do the odd background fundamentals. Like I'm working on one today. Though I'm not saying that in the sense that I'm doing them every week. So it's about setting expectations.
Right.
So if we say we're going to do background fundamentals, I have to deliver one every week. We're not doing background fundamentals.
You have to deliver more now.
And what?
You'd have to deliver more every week because it's every week now. It's not just, you know, no break weeks, man, in the streaming model.
No break weeks, yeah. But anyway, my point is that rather than say we're going to do background fundamentals every single week, I will still do, you know, background fundamentals depending on what the demand is and, you know, how much people like them and stuff. And, you know, but as John said, like it's with the forums, like you can't just say, you have to be very clear about this thing. One of the things that we haven't had background fundamentals on this, John, one of the things we've been really clear about is expectation management.
Yeah.
And so with clients, we had, you know, backgrounds on clients and how to deal with clients is that it's okay to under promise and over deliver. It is not okay to over promise and under deliver. And so if you say you're not getting background fundamentals and you're not getting, you know, whatever in the forums or how it's, you know, however we sort of pitch it, and then you get some of that, you're happy. But if you expect to get all that you got before, if we said literally everything you had before, but just cheaper, and you don't get everything, even though it's a great deal because it's cheaper,
right,
you would still be feeling a little ripped off. And that is exactly the same in production when you're sitting in a nuke suite and you're talking to a director as it is us talking to you guys now. So because I always think of people listening to this podcast are kind of family, you know, and we always leak on the podcast. I'm going to say, yes, we're going to do some more stuff, but we're just not committing to it every week.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, we hope, you know, we just wanted to kind of talk about these things, the stuff that came up in email and in the forums and things like that. And, you know, just be open about it. And I think it's easier to explain to than a simple email. It's like you can send out a really long email that no one reads. That contains all this stuff. But again, that's what this week and that's what this podcast is for, I think. And hopefully you guys will have your questions answered. And if you not, drop us a line via email or post in the forums or whatever. We're happy to be as open as we can about this. We're not, you know, it's what we want to do. So we're excited about it.
And we really want feedback too, because, yeah, you know, it's not like there is no one else pulling the strings. It's not like John and I have sold the company to someone that's making any decisions. This is not, yeah, not what's happening at all. We are exactly where we were, that, you know, if you pitch something to us and John and I think it's a great idea, then we'll see if we can't address it. You know, if we balance it up and say it's something that we think is a good idea we can't do right now, we won't do it. But it's not, there's nothing sort of, there's no curtain. There's no one behind the scenes pulling the strings here. It's just us and the team that that works here. So if you, you know, feel strongly about something, let us know and we'll see what we can do about it. We really welcome your input.
Constructive critique is great. It's like Mike and I mean, it's like, look, we have enough client feedback over the years that basically we can deal with anything. I mean, I think that's the thing about you guys. And it's very true that everyone in the forums and everyone who emails us, people who are members, are all incredibly constructive, respectful, and bring up good points. I mean, there are very few instances in the 10 years of FX PhD, as you guys know, we've been long-time members, where the forums, for example, spun out of control through unreasonableness. That just doesn't happen at FX PhD. And that's true in the forums and true in our email as well.
Well, it was me for putting up those pictures of me in swimsuits. So they didn't go down so well. Apart from that.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Okay. So, John, what else do we – is there anything else we haven't touched on that people have been asking about? I think – because we did a pretty good – I think we did a pretty comprehensive. Let's discuss the VPN software, because that's something else.
The VPN is a little bit different. And, again, some of that's based upon our agreements with the manufacturers. But previously, when you joined for a term, the VPN software was available to you for 45 days past the end of the term. That's mainly, in general, the reason we did that was for people who joined late in the term. Obviously, they needed time to learn and watch the courses. And obviously, for those of you who are members of the term, it's a good thing as well. But now what's going to happen is that when your subscription lapses, we'll just start from the beginning. When you sign up, let's say you sign up on the 15th of April, we'll say, you will be renewed again on May 15th, 1 month from your anniversary date. If you don't renew on May 15th, you'll lose access to the forums and you'll lose access to the VPN software. That's kind of the way it's going to work now. As long as you are a current paying member of FXPHD, you will have access to the VPN software. As far as the software that's on the VPN, nothing's changed or anything like that at this point. And we don't expect it to.
Yeah. And that software has always been there for non-commercial use so that you can make stuff for your showreel, but without the problem of watermarks. And also just because, you know, it's good to be able to try stuff and do stuff and work out if there's stuff that is working for you before you commit to necessarily, because some software isn't cheap. And we know that. Everybody knows that. So, yeah, non-commercial use, but, you know, it's not watermarked. It's great. It just simply checks in, as it always has, with our servers to make sure you're a member, and then it runs locally on your system as it did before.
Yep, exactly. And then over time and over the duration, we'll be fixing any bugs that happen to come up. Actually went pretty smoothly, much more smoothly than the switchover did in January when we had the denial of service attack. There were some hitches, but for the most part, it's gone pretty well. But I've already updated some stuff to make things incredible speed ups today. I did some significant stuff. Found some stuff in my code that was a little slow, speed it up. Changing the forum's homepage away from this ginormous forums listing. For those of you who've been members for a long time, that can get kind of unwieldy. Instead, the page now focuses on the recent forum topics. So when you click the forums button, you'll see all the recent posts that are up there. In the upper right, you'll see a listing of forums that you have access to, and you can click on those to get to your various course forums, the activity stream, which is there as well. And then we'll be adding things like some favorites as well that you can save favorite forums and have a quick page for that as well. So those are some minor changes, but again, we're just working on smoothing out any bugs and improving performance this week as we move forward.
Excellent.
Yes.
Well, I think that's about it, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Covered.
It is.
Covered most of the box?
Yes, we have ticked them off, and I think ticked off most of the questions we had in various emails and things like that. But again, as Mike mentioned, I think I mentioned as well, feel free to contact us with any further questions or concern. We really love hearing from you and appreciate feedback, positive and constructive criticism as well. That's what we're here for, as always. No change in that either.
Well, it's been great talking to you, John. How often are we going to do podcasts now?
I think we should try and hit our weekly mark at least here for the start again.
Okay. Well, let us know if you want to have us weekly doing our...
Let us know.
It used to be originally our DOD, as in Domain of Definition, but became our This Week in FX PhD. I was thinking if it's not This Week in FX PhD, we should probably change the name. And
it's Fortnite. Yeah. I don't know. Sorry, I'm still punchy. Thanks,
and also
everyone.
The other thing is...
Go ahead.
Is there other things you want us to discuss? Let us know.
Yeah, please do.
Like those really cool Reebok boots that are being released from the movie Aliens. I want those.
Yeah, and again,
anything
thanks
like
for
that
your
you
patience.
To discuss.
And again, thanks for your patience and the lack of them. But again, we just, as I said in the forums, just, you know, some tough decisions. This is, I need to spend the time working on this stuff to get it happening and getting it going. And now it's done, and we can concentrate on getting back to rolling stuff out. So anyway, thanks everyone for listening. Really appreciate it. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening. This podcast is copyright FX PhD.